The state's new sport fish hatchery in Fairbanks could go into operation by December. The behind schedule and over budget facility has been plagued by problems with a water treatment system that has failed to work at high water flows. Contractor CH2M Hill has been working to rectify the problem at the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery, which was originally scheduled to come online more than a year ago. Hatchery manager Gary George says things finally look promising.
This is closer than we've ever gone, ever been. The water has performed as well as it ever has. At these flows, we've never come close to meeting targets as consistently as we have. And I think we're all very encouraged at this point.
Fairbanks groundwater needs to be treated to rear fish. The hatchery is in the midst of a 30-day performance test to make sure the system can handle power outages and other upsets. George says if it passes, the hatchery could start operating before the new year, starting with fingerling trout.
December 1st, I would hope we would have fish in here, and then we'll also be able to take Arctic char eggs this spring as well.
George says other species will follow. The hatchery is designed to rear rainbow trout, king and silver salmon, Arctic char, and Arctic grayling to stock interior waters. It's unclear how much the water system fix will add to the hatchery's $46 million price tag. That figure is already twice what the state originally estimated.